Mama was probably pretty rich. Well, she bought everything. But she's very particular about milk. She didn't use anything for nothing but milk. And she had these, we used to buy flour in the sacks. Mm-hmm. And she keep those flour sacks for the strain of milk in. Mm-hmm. And she strain that milk and put those crocks, and she had a safe up by the window where it would keep cool at night. And her milk didn't sour overnight. You'd have sweet milk in the evening for supper and eat and breakfast the next morning. It didn't sour, just didn't sour. It amazed everybody how sweet she could keep milk. And didn't have an ice.
She'd boil it
first? Uh-huh, she'd boil it, take a little rinse of
it.
A little rinse of rubbing them old powder, little washing powder. And she'd boil that. Boil that milk out. It'd come to a good boil and boil out. When she take it out of there, she'd rinse it. She'd rinse it several times. And she had a little string across the window in the kitchen. And she'd pin it up there, pin her milk and everything up there. Let the sunshine on. And sweeten them up. Next morning, she'd put them in some water and rinse them. Mm-hmm. And she'd get ready to strain her milk. Because if you wet it, make the milk go through better. And she'd strain her milk and put them up there, and they didn't. And she put her butter in jars, the funny jars, and it kept pretty good. Sometimes she'd get a pan of cold water, because our well was just like ice. In the summertime, it'd sweat the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And she put the jars in that cold water, and she could keep it from one meal to the other, like it's fresh. They know how to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone have goats?
Mm-mm. We didn't have goats. No, we didn't have goats.
Did you ever hear of a little, you mentioned a dairy. Did you ever hear of a little building out in back being called a dairy where you could store milk and butter?